Any health-related information on the following show provides general information only. Content presented on any show by any host or guest should not be substituted for a doctor's advice. Always consult your physician before beginning any new diet, exercise, or treatment program.
Welcome back, folks. This is Dan's Health Talks, and I really appreciate you being with us. And please, tell your friends and family. You know, I have some interesting guests on. I always try to find new information, a lot of tidbits. I pack a lot of things into the show. I have a little bit of attention deficit, so I like a fast pace, a lot of information. Don't try to bore you with, too much. Though I do like to dive deep in, we really do dive deep into information. Now, really don't want you to underappreciate the importance of magnesium. Magnesium is going to do wonders for you. A lot of problems you have may be straightened out. It's so important for your bones. In fact, it's more important. It seems like calcium would be the most important, but most of you get enough calcium in your diet. But what you don't get enough of is magnesium. And so you need more magnesium. And when you're under stress, or if you're an athlete and you work out hard, you're burning up magnesium like crazy. And there's other reasons, too, that you may be blood sugar problems. But it may, you'll find after a while you're sleeping better, and you're just much more relaxed. A lot of your muscles, your pains and aches may go away. Matter of fact, they have a rub on magnesium. But a few years ago, quite a few years ago, actually, probably 8 or 10 years ago, maybe longer, a man that used to run the bookstore at a big health food store here in Oklahoma City that has now been sold, used to be called the Health Food Center, called me because he had a man in there that had high blood pressure, and it was 190 over, I believe, is 120, maybe 130. I think it was really high. And he hated the blood pressure medicine. It made him lethargic and really felt bad, and he just refused to take it. And he said, is there anything natural? And I said, well, yes. CoQ10, bring oxygen to your heart. You need vitamin D3. You need nitric oxide, which also relaxes the blood vessels. You see so many NO products. And usually over in the supplement area where they sell things to bodybuilders, bodybuilders love nitric oxide. It helps pump up their muscles and drive more blood into their muscles. But the problems I have with a lot of those versions of nitric oxide is they'll put stimulants, caffeine in there and things of that sort, so you really feel like you're getting a harder workout. But that wide open blood vessels with a lot of caffeine, not a good idea, because it'll overwhelm your adrenal gland. And a lot of these people drinking, I won't name names. I don't want to get sued, but some of these stimulant drinks that you can buy at any convenience store that have a lot of caffeine in them, yeah, they'll stimulate you, but they'll wear out your adrenals, and you'll end up with adrenal fatigue. And when you get adrenal fatigue, you put on weight, you can't sleep well, your immune system's repressed, just all kinds of havoc takes place. So don't go that way. I took some of them right in the beginning. I could tell within 2 or 3 days that this is not good for my system. Some people seem to do okay with it, but not me. I'm not one that can live on stimulant drinks. And I don't drink coffee. I do drink green tea because green tea has been shown to be really good for the memory. And it's also the antioxidants and are good for the heart. So right now I just finished a 32-ounce glass of green tea and some stevia. So look at that. Take your magnesium. You're going to be so much better off for magnesium. That's one of the things I want you to walk away with. And look, there's a powdered form. I'm not sure the name of the company that I use. I just pick it up at one of my sponsor stores, and it's bisglycinate. Not expensive at all, but it will help keep the calcium in the bones and will help remove the plaque out of the arteries. It helps relax the arteries. Nitric oxide together with magnesium, great for the blood pressure. Now, this man that had 190 over 130, I told him to take a liquid form of magnesium, and then I listed things like hawthorn berry, very, very good for the heart, CoQ10, I may have told him vitamin C, I think I told him cell food to add extra oxygen to his blood. That would the heart would feel that magnesium in the liquid form, and then D-ribose, which is a sugar. It tastes sweet, but it doesn't raise your blood sugar. But the heart and the mitochondria of the body loves D-ribose. Those are the basic things I told him. And then I think I told him cedar carnitine. Yeah, you got to remember, I'm thinking back probably 9-10 years ago. And he called me the next day and his blood pressure was normal. And I was stunned by that. I expected it to take weeks to normalize. But what I think was happening, he had a magnesium deficiency. And by having a deficiency in magnesium, his arteries were tightening down. They were sort of in a semi-spasm level. And the magnesium relaxed them. And so be aware of that. There's a lot of things you can do naturally for to help the blood pressure, to help the body normalize itself. And that's one of the reasons I do this show. And you may find that by doing that, you don't need your medicine. But always work with your doctor. Some of these medicines you can't just jump off of. They can be detrimental. So you work hand in hand with your doctor. You start feeling better. You may find you need less and less of it to eventually you don't need it at all. Same thing when you start working on diabetes. And we cover that a lot in these shows. Things you can do to improve your blood sugar. You may find yourself totally getting off insulin or metformin when you've been using it and thought you'd be on it for the rest of your life. But it's not something I can tell you, oh, just drop it and do this. You got to work hand in hand with your doctor. But it's very doable, especially if you really use like a keto diet, and that's getting easier. They're making so many different foods that are keto friendly. When I say keto, K-E-T-O, ketone diet, where you're increasing the ketone, a wonderful thing to do for the brain and for the heart. And so an aging population. In fact, I want to talk about that just a little bit more. When I was 18 years old, I went out to California, and small town in Oklahoma, I was reading Joe Weider's magazines to get information on weightlifting. And so one of the things I wanted to do when I got out to L.A. is go by Joe Weider's office, which was a small office at the time. And this Mr. Universe, Dave Draper, told me to eat meat, cheese, eggs, lettuce, tomatoes, and tab, and I would lose fat. And he's right. I lost 21 pounds in 3 weeks doing that. As I got older, it didn't work that way. And as I do a keto diet, it will hold my weight and help me lose weight, but it's not as dramatic as it once was for me. But if I wait to noon or 1 o'clock to eat and then stop eating by 7, sometimes 8, but I stop eating by 7 or 8, then the weight really starts coming down to where I want it. So remember that. Using intermittent fasting with a keto diet, that's the real key to weight loss. Be right back, folks. For years, you've heard me talk about Plus CBD by doing interviews with Stu Tomp, and he's informed us on the power of a CBD oil. CV Sciences has a very powerful one, but it's only found in the health food stores. So if you're looking for a very powerful one that has high levels of CBD and is pure and clean, look for Plus CBD. Folks, there's a lot of fish oil, a lot of omega-3 that is rancid, that has a lot of impurities in it. You want the cleanest and the most potent out there, and that is Nordic Naturals. You find it all over town, and there's different ones. There's some for women that has certain things in there added to it. There's some for children. What you're looking for, if you're just the average person, is the ultimate omega. Take two of those 2 to 3 times a day. Make a world difference in your brain health, joint health, heart health. Nordic Naturals. Look for it. I have David High with me. He has a PMF mat, pulsing electromagnetic frequency, that they think is one of the most important things for health that's been ignored up until now. And he has a tremendous price on it. He also has a light that helps reverse Alzheimer's. You want to talk to David? You want to look at the lease program? How do they get a hold of you, David?
Dan, give me a call at 405-478-4351, and we'll be glad to explain how it works.
Yeah, it's phenomenal. A lot of research on the PMF out there. Thank you, David, for being with us.
Thanks, Dan.
The thing that gives me the best sleep is a product called InvigoRest. If you call 877-338-3340 and tell them that Dan sent you, or just put Dan, if you go online, restandrepair.com. That's the website, restandrepair.com, and it's spelled out. Put Dan in there. They'll give you a 10% discount. If you want to really get good rest, and that's everything depends on good rest for health, call that number, 877-338-3340. This is Dan's Health Talks, and I'm Dr. Dan Soloway, PhD in nutrition. Thank you for joining me. Something that most of us take for granted, but maybe we shouldn't, but there's a little controversy with it that I'm trying to figure out, and I'm going to explain that to you in just a second. And that's vitamin C. Now, the original form that I took when I was younger is ascorbic acid. But the liver will bind that to minerals and turn it into a buffered form. So you can buy buffered vitamin C at a good health food store, or you can take absorbate vitamin C. And the amount that people believe to keep the heart healthy is at least 4,000 milligrams a day, 4,000 to 6,000. And Linus Pauling, he used to take 13,000 milligrams a day. Now, they believe that after Linus Pauling did his research on vitamin C back in 1970, that it started catching on and people started taking vitamin C, probably not at the dosage he would have liked them to take. Because, as I said, Linus Pauling took 13,000 milligrams, and he derived that because all animals but about 10 or so produce vitamin C out of the liver. And those animals that do produce it live longer, much longer. Twice as long in most cases than the animals that don't. And the guinea pig is one of the ones that don't, and we're another one. And when they give vitamin C at the proportion to the guinea pig's body weight, if it did produce vitamin C, it doubled the lifespan of it. Well, Linus Pauling, he lived to be 90, and they said his mind was just sharp as a tack right up to the last day. Brilliant individual. But they estimate, and this is why I'm telling you all this, that he saved over 250,000 people's lives a year just by making us educated on vitamin C. Vitamin C does a lot of different things, and vitamin C in moderate dosage is different than vitamin C's in mega dosages. So here's the thing I need to understand. Now, vitamin C is an antioxidant. I'm going to give you, if most of you understand free radicals and antioxidants by now, but you may not. And so free radicals, when the body is metabolizing food or a variety of different reasons, it could be something that you've taken or exposed to, starts producing free radicals. And free radicals are usually an oxygen singlet and a positive charge. And things like vitamin C, CoQ10, vitamin E, vitamin A, and different antioxidants, some minerals, will grab that and add another oxygen to it and turn it into O2. Or they'll just grab it and neutralize it and use it and make it a part of a molecule, sort of like Velcro. Well, vitamin C helps with the collagen of the skin and the tendons, bones, teeth, skin, all these different things, blood vessels, immune system, wide variety of things. And it supports the blood vessels by making the lining of the blood vessels smooth and help them rebuild that and keeping that smooth. And so when you don't have enough, plaque starts building up. So that's why they believe he has saved over 250,000 people's lives. Now, vitamin C affects the immune system. It doesn't stop you from getting a cold, but it shortens the duration of the cold. And it also helps the immune system kill bacteria, virus, parasites, other all kinds of pathogens. And again, it gives that collagen, that strength, that tensile strength in the collagen. Instead of wrinkling up as we get older, it helps you utilize that. Helps regulate the uptake of iron. It does so many different important things. It even helps with neurotransmitters, like noradrenaline. So your mood and energy is higher. Serotonin, so you sleep better. It helps in so many different ways. Here's the confusion, though. Another article that I was reading, and I've been aware of this, that though I've read many articles on all the benefits of vitamin C, and I have been taking 4,000 to 6,000 milligrams for quite a while now, it can stop the mitochondria from biogenesis, from creating more mitochondria and the energy of the mitochondria. Mitochondria, boy, that is the center of health. So when you stress, when you exercise, you create a state where the body says, I got to adapt. So it does a couple different things. It sends out its own internal antioxidants, which are SOD, catalase, glutathione, and it helps repair the cells of the mitochondria. But it also stimulates that stress to make more mitochondria. They believe when you take vitamin C, one group taking vitamin C and one group doesn't have as much endurance improvement from exercise. So which way do you go? Where do you go from that? Do you take vitamin C or you don't? I don't take vitamin C and some other antioxidants while I'm exercising. I'll wait quite a few hours later, but I'm not even sure if that's the right way to do it. There's a lot to be understood. So what do we do? We want more mitochondria in the worst way. That's the way to stay young. And the Fox Legacy products that I talk about are phenomenal at doing that. I've never seen anything work so well and so quickly at regenerating mitochondria. Now, am I taken away from it if I take vitamin C? Now, I've taken the Fox products, and I've seen an improvement in anaerobic endurance and, I think, in my regular endurance in both cases. Better on a treadmill, and my push-ups before I started taking the Fox products had plateaued at 60 on the first set. And then after 28 days into it, not gradually, but all of a sudden, I was doing 85. And then, about two more months, I went, was that 100 or 110? And that's all mitochondria. The more mitochondria you have, the more strength endurance you have, which is anaerobic endurance, and the more endurance you have. But mitochondria is most noticed in sprinters and strength and power. Like a football player would be more mitochondria. A long-distance player would also get a lot out of mitochondria, but it's a little bit different in the way to do it. Well, so if I'm an endurance athlete, do I want to take vitamin C or not? God, I want my tendons to be strong. I want my the fiber within the body. I want my ligaments. I want the muscles to repair. I want to handle all that free radicals that can overload and destroy the cells or cause premature aging and actually make you sick and repress the immune system. But the new research saying you take that that vitamin C when you're doing endurance, and the people that aren't get about four times more out of the endurance training than the people that are taking the vitamin C. So people like me that trying to educate you and trying to educate myself as well, what do we do here? How do we balance that out? Especially if you're someone that's training. Now for general anti-aging, do we take the vitamin C? You would think, yes, we should take the vitamin C because it does so many wonderful things. Just like I said in the beginning, Lytus Pauling, once he educated the people, they educate that because a lot of the population picked up on the importance of vitamin C, saves at least 250,000 people's lives a year here in the United States. That's phenomenal. Wouldn't you like to be able to say, because of your research, you're saving 250,000 people a year, a quarter of a million people a year because of something that you discovered or helped us understand on what it can do. I mean, it helps on cancer. It helps on bacteria, virus, and fungus. Yeah, at the same time, if you want to stay young and have energy and be youthful and your immune system strong, you also have to have the mitochondria. I think the secret is, let's say you take high levels of vitamin C. I prefer the sorbate form, the buffered form of vitamin C, in the evening. And you do your workout in the morning. And so the workout stimulates the mitochondria, stresses it. And so now the body repairs it and actually gets stronger than it was before. Just like we always say, you want to strain that muscle. when you're doing curls or bench press or whatever, where you just can't do another rep, and you want the body to experience that strain, and then it tries to adapt to a stronger level. And it does after a little while, especially if you give the nutrients it needs to repair itself and give it some rest. Well, the same thing happens on a cellular level deep into the cell on the mitochondria, these little tiny cells within the cell. They respond to that, and they adapt so we have more strength and endurance. Well, I think you can get most of that adaptation in a few hours after you stimulate it. And it may take place over a number of hours. But if I take my vitamin C in the evening or late afternoon and I've worked out in the morning, I believe that should be enough time. Or does it need to be taken every other day? Or if I do endurance training one day, and would I wait the next day to take my vitamin C? Research needs to be done in this area. They need to test my theory here and see how do we get the best of both worlds. And that is what's confusing in this industry. When you have two important things that you want people to be aware of, I want everyone to start taking the Fox products, and I'll talk more about that in the near future. They're coming up with some new formulas on that, and because those are just so phenomenal, what it'll do for your health, really phenomenal. But at the same time, and I want you to take them primarily for the mitochondria, but it does a lot of things for the body. But mitochondria help your eyesight, your endurance, your heart. It'll make your heart more powerful and its beating potential, just your overall feeling, everything in your body will work better. And you'll find out what I'm talking about. There's where the fountain of youth is. But at the same time, I want you to get the benefits of vitamin C. So you can see how I have to balance these things and try to figure out what is best for you. And that's my theory for right now. Folks, we'll be right back. One of the most amazing products that ever came along in the nutritional world is a product called Microblast. Richard Allison and I used to talk about it all the time, and he made a tree grow 3 to 5 times bigger than the tree next to it by adding it to the water. Put 1 ounce to a gallon, and it will break down the minerals, feed that plant, and make it work like it's hydroponic. It's really amazing. Call 877-338-3340. Call 877-338-3340. Many of you have asked me to do more nutritional counseling. I used to do a lot of it, and I'm back doing it. And so if you want to get a hold of me, go to dsolloway, S-O-L-L-O-W-A-Y, 21@gmail.com. dsolloway, D for Dan, S-O-L-L-O-W-A-Y, @gmail.com. And then we can get together, and I don't charge too much compared to other people, but I really want to help you figure out what will really make a difference in your life. For years, you've heard me talk about Plus CBD by doing interviews with Stu Tomp, and he's informed us on the power of a CBD oil. CV Sciences has a very powerful one, but it's only found in the health food stores. So if you're looking for a very powerful one that has high levels of CBD and is pure and clean, look for Plus CBD. Folks, there's a lot of fish oil, a lot of omega-3 that is rancid, that has a lot of impurities in it. You want the cleanest and the most potent out there, and that is Nordic Naturals. You find it all over town, and there's different ones. There's some for women that has certain things in there added to it. There's some for children. What you're looking for, if you're just the average person, is the ultimate omega. Take two of those 2 to 3 times a day. Make a world difference in your brain health, joint health, heart health. Nordic Naturals. Look for it. Welcome back, folks. It's Dan's Health Talks, and I appreciate you tuning in. I do want to mention this will be podcast over on iHeartRadio. You go to iHeartRadio.com, and I don't know how quickly they'll get it up. I don't handle that part, but it'll be up there, and there's already a number of shows over there. So look for it. You just put in Dan. You go to iHeartRadio's website, click on podcast, put in Dan's Health Talks, and I don't put apostrophe between the D and the S, Dan's Health Talks, and you can find me. So something I just read, it was a little shocking. Summertime's coming up, and a lot of you use sunscreen. And they used to be that PABA on the skin was carcinogenic. And so they took it out. It was okay to take internally, but on the skin it wasn't. Now they're finding out that many of the ingredients are in there that are photoprotective chemicals. they're not completely sure if they're carcinogenic. They think they may be. They end up in your blood very quickly and in the body. And when they, in the study they did, it showed up in JAMA, Journal of American Medicine, they didn't leave the body easily. They stayed around for a while. And so we have to be careful. My advice to you, of course, I don't personally spend a lot of time in the sun, but if you're a golfer or something like, or really like to be out in the sun, start off slow. Do the 20 or 30 minutes at a time till you build up a tan, that which is really there to help protect you, and build that up. And there is a product that I talk about, the Fox Legacy. They have a product called Rejuvenate, and it's first made for sunburns, but they found it's phenomenal in regenerating all kinds of problems going on in the body. I mean, people are using it on their knees, their neck, their back. I've used it all kinds of places, putting in their face and the hair. But it's phenomenal for sunburns, and I'll be talking more about that. So be aware that the chemicals and some of the stuff that we put on skin travels through the skin and into the body and can do that rather quickly. Within 2 hours, they're finding it showing up all through the body. And so we have to be careful. There's more research to be done, but I suspect they'll find out that these photoprotective chemicals are carcinogenic. And so what is causing the problems? The sun? Getting burned on a regular basis is not a good idea. And some people aren't designed to be out in the sun. They're naturally a fair skin. And so they don't tan easily, and their skin's not designed there. I had an old girlfriend that was living out in Hawaii. And she's freckled and fair skin. And the doctor said, you do not have any business being here in Hawaii. You're setting yourself up for skin cancer. But, of course, the Polynesians, no problem. They can live out in the sun, 24/7, no problem. Of course, it's not sun at night, but they have their skin is designed for it. So some people are designed for it, some aren't. Some are designed for far northern climates, and they have pale skin so they can pick up what vitamin D they can from the sun. By the way, you do not get vitamin D from the sun unless the shadow is shorter than you are tall. So we're talking about this being close to 12 o'clock, an hour or two on either side of the 12 o'clock or the zenith time. With daylight saving time, that throws everything off. But we're basically saying when the sun is straight ahead and an hour or two on both sides of that, that's when the wavelength is such that it stimulates the myelin within the skin to create vitamin D3. And that's what you're looking for. That's what you want from it. But just being in the sun later in the afternoon or early in the morning may tan you, but it won't create D3 in the skin. So be aware of that. Maybe protect your face with a big hat and expose your arms wear shorts, and you'll get plenty of D3 spending some time out there at that time of day. Wanted to mention that to you. So be careful with some of these sunscreens. They'll change it. I don't know what they're going to come up with to block the sun rays. But they're going to have to come up with something that's not carcinogenic. And those have been around for quite a while, and now they're just coming out with information on that. It goes that way many times. At one time, doctors thought taking vitamins and minerals are useless. Many of the doctors I know sell their own medical versions of vitamins and minerals. Medical versions, I mean, there's companies out there that make a doctor's line of vitamins and minerals and phytonutrients and all these different things, because they found out it makes a lot of difference. It really slows down the aging process, and the vitality remains if you control some of these. But I'm learning there's ways you need to take them. For years, I never thought twice about it. I just load up everything I wanted to take in the morning. And some things, that's fine. I can take my fish oil and my vitamin D3 and magnesium and stuff in the morning. But on my antioxidants, I wait 2 or 3 hours after exercise, because they found taking it before exercise is going to buffer a lot of the benefits from exercise. You actually want to stress the DNA. So I don't take it at the same time. I may wait 5 or 6 hours after exercise before I take my antioxidants. And I have no proof whether it's working better that way, but I think it is. And but there is research that says just that, that if you're taking antioxidants with your exercise, the ones that aren't, we're getting more from their exercise. So it's because when the free radicals attack the DNA, then the body releases its own antioxidant, glutathione, SOD, catalase, and it protects it. And it needs to do that. But when you don't do that, then the other antioxidants we take sort of buffer that. And yet there's plenty of research out there showing that people that take antioxidants or eat fruits and vegetables that are very high in antioxidants function so much better, have so fewer diseases than the people that don't. So it's a dilemma there on exactly the way to test that. I'd like to see a few PhD students work that out and try to figure out the best way to take your antioxidants versus exercise. Thank you, folks, for listening. We'll be right back. I want to tell you how to save a lot of money. Microblast is the best thing I know if you want your plants to grow really fast and really large and also clean up your gut. Vigorest is the best product I know for sleep. Now, if you call the company Rest and Repair, 877-338-3340, or go on their website, restandrepair.com. That's the website, restandrepair.com. Put in the code Dan, my name, D-A-N. Put that in, you'll get 10% discount. So call 877-338-3340. For years, you've heard me talk about Plus CBD by doing interviews with Stu Tomp, and he's informed us on the power of a CBD oil. CV Sciences has a very powerful one, but it's only found in the health food stores. So if you're looking for a very powerful one that has high levels of CBD and is pure and clean, look for Plus CBD. I have David High with me. He has a PMF mat, pulsing electromagnetic frequency, that they think is one of the most important things for health that's been ignored up until now. And he has a tremendous price on it. He also has a light that helps reverse Alzheimer's. You want to talk to David? You want to look at the lease program? How do they get a hold of you, David?
Dan, give me a call at 405-478-4351, and we'll be glad to explain how it works.
Yeah, it's phenomenal. A lot of research on the PMF out there. Thank you, David, for being with us.
Thanks, Dan.
Folks, there's a lot of fish oil, a lot of omega-3 that is rancid, that has a lot of impurities in it. You want the cleanest and the most potent out there, and that is Nordic Naturals. You find it all over town, and there's different ones. There's some for women that has certain things in there added to it. There's some for children. What you're looking for, if you're just the average person, is the ultimate omega. Take two of those 2 to 3 times a day. Make a world difference in your brain health, joint health, heart health. Nordic Naturals. Look for it. Welcome back, folks. You're listening to Dr. Dan Soloway, and this is Dan's Health Talks. There's something that's very basic to health, and I used to just really, really pour it on strong about the importance of getting your omega-3 levels up in your body, EPA and DHA, in contrast to omega-6. And I may not have been emphasizing that enough, but that is so basic. Just like vitamin D3 is very, very basic. And yet, it's been a while since I've done a show on D3, but you need to be taking at least 5,000 IUs of D3, especially if you're not out in the sun a lot. And if you are out in the sun, you're wearing, you're fully clothed, you still need to be taking that much. I personally take 5 to 10,000 and sometimes more of D3, but 5,000 is what I would as a minimum. And then you got to get checked on your D3 levels and find out where you're at. You want to be around 60 to 70 right in that. If you had cancer or something, you might want to get edge up close to 100, not over 100, but close to 100. But get checked on your D3 levels. That's important. Now, omega-3 has so many different functions in the body. You hear all this talk about CBD oil, and I'm doing the shows right now on CBD oil, on the Plus CBD company, fantastic. I'm not saying that right. It's Plus. It's CBD Plus USA. There's also the Plus CBD, which is a great product. You can find it in the health food stores all over town. But when you hear all this advertisement on CBD Plus USA, stores, and that's the one that has the green cross with the lotus behind it. That's a very, very powerful and very economical. I mean, I've seen the assays, the lab tests on these different ones, and when you compare apples to apples, some of the other competition out there, theirs comes out, the CBD levels is being three times higher than the next competition in town. Theirs comes out to be 6 cents per milligram per milliliter, where the other next one comes out to be 26 cents. That's a tremendous amount of difference. And yet they're three times higher, and they have the full spectrum of the CBG, CBC, and so forth that all play an important role in the body. CBN, all very, very important. So it's a great product. But you know, it doesn't work well if you have too much omega-6 that actually block that. Now, what are omega-6 oils? Peanut oil, safflower oil, and one I like to eat but is not good, is sunflower oil. Now, the real offenders to me is the soy and corn industry. There's been a lot of, well, here's what I don't like about those ones. Cottonseed oil is another one that's very common. It would taste horrible. They have to do a lot of stuff to make people use cottonseed oil, but they'll soak nuts in it. And remember, hydrogenated oils, which these are, only takes 2 grams, what the USDA said, to bring on heart disease. What offsets that is increasing the omega-3 levels and try to avoid those harmful omega-6s. Now, strangely enough, saturated fat, they now realize, is very good for you. It doesn't cause the problems they claimed it does. It's the things you were eating with it, the potatoes and the bread and all that that comes with the saturated fat a lot of times, and people think it was saturated fat. No, saturated fat actually helps protect you against colon cancer and has an antioxidant effect, and it's a good energy for the cells. And coconut oil, which can fall into that family, which it really shouldn't. Medium-chain triglycerides are a little different than long-chain triglycerides. But it's very good for you. And but here's what happened years ago. Coconut oil started being used a lot because it was cheap and effective. They fed it to the pigs, and the pigs kept losing weight. But then either the soy or corn industry or a combination of the two hydrogenated coconut oil. Hydrogenated. It never needs to be hydrogenated. It's very stable. They hydrogenated it and then did some lab tests and said it's harmful. And then their marketing group association came out and said coconut oil is harmful. Well, that's what people don't understand. The marketing group for a big industry and the scientists will work hand in hand to hurt their competition. And they don't care it's going to hurt you. They'll hurt the competition with really false information. It's true that hydrogenated coconut oil is not healthy for you. But who in the heck hydrogenates it? But they did to make you think it's as bad as their corn and soy oil or worse. So that was a really deceptive and deceiving way of presenting that. And that was years ago. But there's still things like that go on. But coconut oil is a good oil. But the most important is getting your omega-3 levels up. Avocado oil is really good for you. Olive oil, very anti-inflammatory, very good against heart disease. But you need 2,000 to 3,000 milligrams of omega-3 oil, maybe 4, to protect you against heart disease, to make your brain function well, to keep your joints functioning well. They keep the cell wall, and they keep the mitochondria energy working the way it's supposed to, and they keep the inflammation down in the mitochondria and within the cells. So the easiest way to do that is take Norton Naturals, the purest you're going to find out there in the way of omega-3. I don't care who you're talking to. And take their ultimate. You can take 2 of their ultimate, or you can take 9 or 6 of their regular. So I take the ultimate, more economical and more powerful. And I take the 2X sometimes. That's a little smaller pill, but more concentrated. And what you're looking for when you look at a bottle of omega-3 is how much EPA and DHA. Sometimes you get just DHA, which can be fantastic for the brain. But EPA and DHA are the major players. Those should add up to 2,000 to 3,000. So there may be other oils in there, and you think you're getting 1,000 milligrams when you're really maybe only getting a couple hundred from some companies. You want those to add up to a couple thousand, around 2,000 or more. That helps put the brake on Alzheimer's. And if a woman is pregnant, she has to be taking it. And really, the last 3 months before pregnancy, if she takes that, it make the baby's IQ 9 points higher, they figure, and calm the baby down and calm the mother down. We'll be right back, folks. I have a lot more to talk to you about. For years, you've heard me talk about Plus CBD by doing interviews with Stu Tomp, and he's informed us on the power of a CBD oil. CV Sciences has a very powerful one, but it's only found in the health food stores. So if you're looking for a very powerful one that has high levels of CBD and is pure and clean, look for Plus CBD. Many of you have asked me to do more nutritional counseling. I used to do a lot of it, and I'm back doing it. And so if you want to get a hold of me, go to dsolloway, S-O-L-L-O-W-A-Y, 21, at gmail.com. dsolloway, D for Dan, S-O-L-L-O-W-A-Y, at gmail.com. And then we can get together, and I don't charge too much compared to other people, but I really want to help you figure out what will really make a difference in your life. One of the most amazing products that ever came along in the nutritional world is a product called Microblast. Richard Allison and I used to talk about it all the time, and he made a tree grow 3 to 5 times bigger than the tree next to it by adding it to the water. Put 1 ounce to a gallon, and it will break down the minerals, feed that plant, and make it work like it's hydroponic. It's really amazing. Call 877-338-3340. Call 877-338-3340. Welcome back, folks. You're listening to Dan's Health Talks, and I really appreciate you tuning in. And you can also find these shows now being, they should be podcast up on iHeart. So when you go to the iHeart's website and you look for podcasts, you'd go to the health area and look for Dan's Health Talk. There's another Dr. Dan. So I didn't use Dr. Dan's Health Talks. I just used Dan's Health Talks. But anyway, I want you to be aware of it. I want you to share it with friends and family. Because what I'm trying to do here after over 21 years, it won't be long for us, 22 years of doing this, I want to get you up to speed on how to take care of your health and how to live a more vital, more energetic, and a longer life and a more quality in your life. Now, we talked about children, but a lot of what I said applies to adults as well. One of the things that happened, and I've noticed it was as I've gotten older, as I get older, it's harder to get a good night's sleep. I have to get really good at what I do. And one of the things, and you hear me run the ad on Vigorest, it has a lot of wonderful things in it that feeds the brain what it needs to give me a good quality sleep. And if I was really stressed, I could take maybe a quarter of what I take or half of what I take at night during the day once or twice to just take the edge off the stress. And one friend of mine, he did that all the time. He actually put it in his coffee. But sleep is so, so important to how you're going to feel and how you're going to function the next day. So I also, at my age, I take melatonin. I take about 5 milligrams on top of taking the Invigorest. Now, there's a melatonin cream that you might rub on your wrist or different areas of the body that also is very good. I think LifeFlow makes a melatonin cream, and you can find that in health food stores. Invigorest, I want you to listen to the commercials to get the special. You have to tell them that Dan called you, and you get a discount. But listen to for the phone number and everything, or go to restandrepair.com, and is spelled out, restandrepair.com, and put Dan in there on the code, C-O-D-E, put Dan in there and get a discount. And that's a wonderful way of taking it. And I've been taking that product for over 10 years, and it's a great, great product. I really recommend it to everybody. So sleep is very important. There's things you can take during the day and during the evening to help you get good quality sleep. Ashwagandha is an African herb. It's really very, very effective on helping with adrenal glands. L-tyrosine, taken first thing in the morning and sometimes before lunch, about 500 to 1,000 milligrams or 750, very, very important. Also, getting your adrenal gland and your thyroid checked out. If you have a thyroid deficiency, then it's very strange. You have low energy but anxious at the same time. And one of the things I look for when I'm doing nutritional counseling, I look at a person's eyebrows, one of the first things I look. And if they've lost the hair on the outer side of their eyebrows where they're bunching together like Groucho, then that's a clear sign to me that they have thyroid problems. Sometimes the baldness is a thyroid, a hypothyroid problem. So you have to get your iodine levels up. Terry Naturally has a great iodine called triiodine, but there's also one, I think, in some pharmaceuticals, Idoral. And there's three forms of iodine. There's iodide with an O, and there's iodine, and there's potassium iodine. There's two different forms of iodine. But the iodide steals an electron from hydrogen peroxide, takes that oxygen away, and turns it into water. Well, too much hydrogen peroxide brings on cancer. So that's the reason that there's such a low level of cancer in Japan, and it's because of all the kelp they eat. They eat about 13 milligrams of iodine a day by eating kelp with almost every meal. So I personally take about 25 milligrams of iodine. And in the beginning, you may even take more than that because it knocks out the halogen molecules like fluoride and bromine and some of these that build up and try to replace iodine in your glands. Well, by taking a high level, it knocks it back out. And that's very important to get those out because too much of those can also bring on cancer. So iodine to get the thyroid working, and the L-tyrosine and ashwagandha and relora and magnesium, most all of you, unless you are conscious of this and you're making an effort, are deficient in magnesium. They say 80% of us. The best form of magnesium is bisglycinate, and then glycinate is very good. But also you're going to get some benefit from citrate and some of the other ones out there. But the bisglycinate will get into the cells the best. Malate's good for relaxing the muscles. And there's rub-on oils. But we need to get our magnesium up if you want to relax and you want to sleep well. And so you have to get that. It was fantastic for the blood pressure. It allows the blood vessels to open up and relax. So very, very important in that regard. But it runs over 300 different enzyme functions within the body. So you have to get your magnesium up. How much magnesium? Minimum 600 milligrams. I would say 600 to 800, sometimes 1,000, 1,200, maybe more, especially if you have real high blood pressure. I had a man that blood pressure was 190 over 110 or a little higher than that. And a health food store called me and asked me what to suggest. I laid out magnesium, I think cell food at the time, CoQ10, hawthorn berry, trying to think what else I put in there. But anyway, I laid that out for him. That man called me the next day and said, thank you, because he hated his blood pressure medicine, made him feel horrible. He said, my blood pressure is normal. And I went, wow. I figured it might take a few weeks, but I assumed the biggest thing was he probably had a severe deficiency in magnesium. And when you're under stress, you're burning magnesium at a much higher rate, and you're burning your B vitamins. Very, very important for stress to get a full range of B vitamins, and especially methyl B12, methylfolate, and methyl B6. Methylform is the way you want to absorb it. And those sometimes come in a sublingual, a little tablet under the tongue, or some droplets. But as we get older, we don't absorb B12 well through our gut. So that's why they do the sublingual forms of those. Very, very helpful to do it that way and to get your body back in line. I one time had adrenal stress, felt horrible, had gone through a lot, divorce, a loss of a business that I loved, all that kind of stuff. And I looked the part. I looked like a bloated frog. But after working on that and doing the L-tyrosine, the ashwagandha, and then later on the Invigorest, which really helped a lot, that all has gone away. You can reverse that. You can live with chronic fatigue for a long time because the adrenal gland is just exhausted, can't handle the stress, and then get it back. Folks, I want you to look for this on iHeart, on podcasts, but tell your friends and family about Dan's Health Talks. Every Tuesday, depending on where you're at, 12 o'clock Central Standard Time, 1 o'clock Eastern, all over the country, all over the world. Thanks again for listening. I really appreciate it.